All right. How the fuck are you fucking bitches doing, huh? Oh. You know, I was having a crazy fucking day today. And then I had this urge. To just put a good dip in. You know that fixes everything, right? Well, if you didn't know, listen to fucking Uncle Florida Man. Listen, is your wife fucking cheating on you? Put a good dip in. Right? Did you just crash your fucking truck? Put a good dip in. Did you find out that fucking baby isn't yours? That you've been paying child support for? Put a good dip in. You just get fucking shot? Put a good dip in. Didn't get shit back on your fucking tax return? Put a good dip in. I'll tell you what, man. Makes everything just a little bit better. And it gives you mouth cancer. Holy shit. Oh, so guess what? Guess what? Easter is coming up. Woo! Who can't wait for that? All you motherfuckers dragging your drunk asses to fucking church. All you guys need to get back in church. You know why? Because it's been a little bit too long. Jesus sees what you're doing under the covers there. He's watching you beat your pud. What am I talking about? He's probably got way more important shit than that, right? It's funny. I saw it on Facebook. There was a billboard that somebody posted. It said it's hard to touch the hand of God when you're masturbating. Who the fuck comes up with that? Is that what you're thinking about? The hand of God when you're fucking going to Yanktown? That's not what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking a big old fat pair of fucking titties. Right? Like the perfect porn star fucking Mortal Kombat ones. Oh, God! Fucking Mortal Kombat! Mortal Kombat! Woo! I want to fucking buy it, but the wife's like, "And we can't spend money right now." No, we can buy all this other bullshit. We can't spend money right now. Whatever. I apologize. Not as much fucking energy tonight, man. That was a long fucking day. It was. Just dealing with fucking dumbass fucking people. You ever have days where you're like, I definitely should have called out, right? Or you're thinking about calling out, you're like, I need to call out. And then you get to work, you're like, I was fucking right. That's today. That was today. Ah, God! Fucking got me, right? But I need that extra $200 a day. You know what I'm talking about? Ooh, Jesus! Holy shit, motherfucker! Slam on the goddamn brakes! You're lucky I don't get the fuck out of this bitch and beat you within a fucking inch of your life. Whipping the fuck into my lane, okay? So that you can go to the fucking Sunoco to get you a little pack of fucking Juji fruits, motherfucker. I had to turn this motherfucker right around and stab wound fuck that bitch. Sorry. That's not very nice to fucking... improper turn, Ken. Motherfucker.
Woo!
More people just fucking stopping. What are we fucking doing? I gotta get off this road before I fucking shoot somebody. All these slack-jawed fucking neck-fat motherfuckers driving around here. At least I got my shit up on the fucking dash. The fuck do you want? You and your fucking diabetes. What's your fucking blood type? Mayonnaise? You fucking fat fuck. Get the fuck out of the way. I'm sorry. Oh god. Dude, I'm fucking hot, man. I would love to just fucking jump out of my fucking truck and just fucking lose it. Just fucking eat somebody. That's what we could fucking talk about today. Hell yeah. How many of you motherfuckers have been keeping in the beast? Huh? You're just fucking sitting there gritting your fucking teeth, waiting for the one motherfucker to say that one fucking stupid thing to send you over the fucking edge and into fucking orbit. Who's been fucking waiting on it? Yeah, that motherfucker Earl down at the end of the garage, right? That dude that he keeps playing fucking jokes and tricks on you and shit. When we got fucking back orders of fucking trucks and all sorts of fucking vehicles that need servicing, that motherfucker's over there dicking off on his phone, right? You just want to take that fucking torque wrench and go over there and beat him within a fucking inch of his life. Turn his fucking head into grape fucking jelly. Yeah, you motherfucker. Yeah, you've been waiting to fucking do that, right? Do it. Do it. Fucking do it. Pick it up. Pick up that fucking torque wrench. You know what? Fuck that. Grab the fucking hydraulic jack. And just thong right over that motherfucker's grape. Fucking bitch. Who fucking wants it? Over there sitting there, won't stop fucking. Oh god. Just letting the fucking orders back up. Right? Let's talk about the fucking rage today. Oh. Anybody who's ever watched the fucking Supernatural knows exactly what I'm talking about. Knows exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. The mark. Let's talk about the fucking mark today.
That's not very funny.
Yeah, I don't fucking care.
What about SF?
Fuck SF. And by SF, I mean fuck. Security forces. Yeah, what about that one fast team fuck that won't shut the fuck up? Huh?
I went to CQB.
Oh, tell me about it, bitch. How many fucking heads have you popped? None. There's a whole fucking generation of Marines that have never been fucking over in theater. What the fuck are you talking about? Come here, you want to see fucking CQB? I'll fucking show you. Well, I got a brown belt. That's fine, motherfucker. I'm glad your fucking command cared about you getting fucking promoted. God, letting out the fucking beast today. Or are you a cashier? You work at fucking Walmart? Sitting there with that one fucking old bitch who comes in every single day, okay, with a phone book of fucking coupons, clogging up the damn line. Tell me you don't want to just take her fucking coupons. Just like that scene in Misery. Trip her, knock her fucking walker out from underneath her. Okay, and just cram that fucking shit right in her fucking mouth. And keep cramming it. She can't even fucking open her mouth. Or no, she can't even fucking close her damn mouth. Okay, because there's nothing but fucking paper sticking out. and you just keep fucking cramming. Let's talk about the fucking beast. Oh. Now I want you to count to three. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. And out. Sucking in all the bad things. And blowing them out. That actually kind of works. But I don't want to fucking think about peaceful fucking rivers. Right? Or babbling brooks. Or picturesque scenes fucking painted by Bob fucking Ross. No, I don't want to fucking think about that. I want to think about chopping fucking people, okay, down off at the fucking kneecaps, okay? The people that won't get the fuck off of their phone when they're fucking driving. But that's okay, I'm not advocating for violence. Please don't rip my content down. That's not very nice to anger management, Ken. Oh, God. Today's a day, guys. I'm fucking sorry, all right? I'm getting a little bit fucking testy right now. You know what I mean? Just that crazed fucking look in your eye. Veins popping out of your fucking neck. That's how I've been all fucking day. But I gotta work with a smile on. I gotta look like the Enzyte guy. You know? Do 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 do. I'll tell you what. If you could see what goes on in my... How many people... Alright, don't even fucking pretend. How many fucking people out there... If your fucking brain could play a movie, you would be fucking in prison for the rest of your life. A lot of ya. Shit, dude. Oh, need a little bit of therapy. Yeah, well, maybe. Well, who the fuck wants to do that? You know what I mean? Guys, look. Alright, I'm losing my fucking shit here. I need to fucking change gears here. Alright, because it's not good fucking mojo right now. Alright? Yeah! Fucking blood vessel's gonna pop! God. Alright. Alright, look, this is exactly why we need physical outlets, right? Guys, it's Wednesday. It's Gaines Day. It's hump day. So, I'm sure most of you have seen the Facebook article of a vet that killed himself in the VA. Here's... You know, I said this a couple podcasts back. You know, I know guys that rang the fucking bell. And... it's not fucking worth it, guys. It's not worth it. I'll tell you what is worth it, though. Here's my honest how I feel about this. For me, this podcast serves multiple purposes. It's a way for us to talk. You know, I say everybody write in and email in, and I know you guys got shit you got going on, all right? I'm not that dumb. I know you guys work regular fucking jobs, or those of you that are in are probably in the field and got to go on like a 16-hour fucking binger if you want to hear my shit. I know, all right? And all for you listeners down under, fucking oi, motherfucker, you know, that was a bad L.A. fucking, like, Compton slash Aussie fucking accent. But, you know, I was having a conversation with one of my buddies the other night. And after that guy shooting himself. And I don't know what's fucking happening, but here's some of my honest thoughts, perspective on this. Somewhere along the line, it became normalized to take your life. It became normalized to self-harm. It became normalized to fucking OD. Guys, that's not normal. Anybody who would tell you any fucking different, get the fuck away from them. Do not fucking talk to them anymore. Listen, I go through it too, man. There's some weeks that I get hardly any fucking sleep, and I just toss and I fucking turn, and it's just fucking nightmares. You know, coupled with the fact of, like, screaming babies and shit like that, I mean, it adds to the aggravation. And guys, the booze is not helping us. It's not helping. It makes it worse. And guys, pills are not the answer. I've been down that road, and I'll share a little personal story with you. So, a couple years ago, I had to go through a bit of schooling to get the job that I have now. Different company, but you know, I told you I ended up getting the job, but it didn't work out later. You know, before I got this job. And I'm actually grateful because it worked out better this way. And things usually tend to have a way of working out for the best, you know, even through the shit times. But I was always the person that always had all the fucking answers. You know, my friends would constantly come to me for advice, you know. I was looked up to and I was respected by my friends and, you know, my junior Marines. And I had a unique understanding of things. I was blessed. With the way that I saw things. I had a very good perspective on most things. It's pretty sound, pretty level-headed. And then I got hooked up with the VA, and, you know, I was honest about a lot of the shit that I was going through, a lot of the problems that I was having. And they got me so fucking doped up out of my mind, that I didn't give a fuck about anything anymore. I didn't laugh. I didn't get mad. I had explosive fucking anger. Not sure you couldn't tell, but a lot of that was legit. I was kind of pissed back there. But and I apologize. But they had me on shit that was so fucking heavy it could knock over a damn elephant. And I was prescribed about 4 or 5 different fucking heavy ass drugs. And they were so fucking addictive that if I ran out, I would fly off the fucking handle. There were probably a couple of fucking times that, you know, let's just say, you know, bless my wife. I don't know how the fuck she stuck around with me. I don't know who could deal with my shit. You know, she really is an angel, but I was a fucking lunatic. And now I somewhat have it kind of under control. And it took a long time. This was not overnight. It took me years. You got to understand that when you're in the military, especially in, you know, when you're a ground pounder or SF, you know, when you're a fucking mud stomper, your entire world is traveling at 300 fucking miles an hour. And everyone else around you is going at 300 miles an hour. So it looks like you're not even moving. And then when you get out, okay, it's like hitting the road at 3 miles an hour or 300 miles an hour when everybody else is driving 20. Okay, you're flying into shit, you're hitting shit, you're wrecking, you're flying all over the fucking place. And I call it the fucking slingshot effect. And you just, it's like this fucking shock to your system. And it doesn't happen all at once. Not all the time. Sometimes it's a collection of things, and sometimes you don't even know when it's fucking happening. And before you even know what the fuck is going on, you know, you're either fucking locked up in a damn psych ward, or you're in fucking handcuffs, and you're in the fucking drunk tank with a broken fucking nose. You know. We are each other's fucking medicine. I'm not going to comment on how things are going now, but I know that people in the service now, a lot of them that haven't even been to fucking combat, are fucking offing themselves. This is a fucking systemic problem, okay, that supersedes combat. It's saturated in fucking everything. You know, I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know how it's starting. But guys, it's not fucking worth it. It's not worth it. You know, I'm gonna pull off a bit so I can talk to you a little bit more. There are things that you can do to fucking keep the beast at bay. And not all of them are 100%. Which means you need multiple fucking outlets. Me, I box. I love the simplicity of it. I love the, you know, you got a dude right in front of you. And you fucking beat him until he can't stand anymore. Or until you can't stand anymore. To me, that's pure. That's raw. You know? That's as animalistic as it fucking gets. That and fucking MMA. But I don't have an MMA gym around. At least one that's worth a shit. You know, if I move to an area that has a legit MMA gym, you best fucking believe I'm doing that. But I have that, right? I have my job. I have a job that fucking means something to me. It gives me purpose, you know? It gives me a higher fucking purpose. makes me feel fucking important again. Right? I have a family. People fucking depend on me. Alright? I have babies. I have children. They're outlets too. And I'm not talking about exploiting your fucking family and using them. But when I feel like I just can't fucking do it anymore, I look at my babies and I go, there's no way I can fucking ring the bell. I can't quit. They need me. You know? So even if you're not living for your fucking self, live for someone else. But you fucking choose life. You don't ring the fucking bell. Because all you're doing is you're passing your fucking pain on to everybody else. And the thing is that it gets better. It gets better. It takes time. It takes time and it takes hard work. But it gets fucking better. It's not going to be like this forever. You just like I told you many episodes back, you just got to say to yourself what you said to yourself, okay, during those long-ass fucking humps where you thought you were going to fall over and die. One more step. One more step. Just to that fucking street light. Just to that stop sign. Just to that fucking hill. Just around the bend. Right? Just to the fucking gate. And you just continually do that. Just till tomorrow. Just till the end of the week. Just till the end of the month. Just until fucking halfway through the month. You remember how we had to live in boot camp? Chow to chow, Sunday to Sunday. You got to do the same fucking thing when you're out. But you have to find fucking reasons. You have to find a new war. You have to find something to fucking fight for. You have to find a reason to fucking keep going. Because if not, that evil fucking voice is going to creep up in your head when you're alone, and when you're drunk, and when your fucking wife leaves you. It's just going to tell you to fucking get it over with. Think what you want. Say what you want. That's the fucking devil. That is the fucking devil, if there ever was one. Okay? I'm not going to get preachy on here, but just know, you weren't put here to go out like that. You know, it's like I said before, sometimes I don't know if I'm talking to you guys so much or if I'm talking to myself. I don't know who needs this fucking podcast more. Who needs it more? You or me? I don't know. But I'll tell you what. If listening to my fucking crazy shit can bring a smile or a chuckle or a fucking belly laugh that makes you fucking spit your damn drink up, all right, burns the inside of your fucking nose because you're laughing so hard, if one motherfucker has a better fucking day, then I got a fucking reason to keep making videos. I got a reason to keep fucking doing this. Comedy is the fucking key. You guys don't understand this. Drugs are not the fucking answer. And no, this isn't a fucking thing about fucking marijuana. Okay? I got my own feelings on that. But this, okay, this isn't about that. We are each other's fucking medicine. Laughter. Laughter is fucking medicine. It's good fucking medicine. Exercise is good fucking medicine. So get in the fucking gym. Get a fucking workout plan. Start lifting fucking weights. Start running. Start fucking doing fucking jiu-jitsu. Or taekwondo or whatever. Start fucking doing it. Write that fucking book you always wanted to write. Just like you wanted to say, just like you said you wanted to learn how to play the fucking banjo. Go fucking buy one and start fucking playing. You want to get a fucking degree? Get a fucking degree. But you fucking quit making excuses and put in the fucking road work. All right? Put in the fucking road work. Get your fucking shoes on, okay? And go. And just keep fucking going. Keep pushing. Keep running. Keep fucking breathing. And if any of you motherfuckers, listen, I don't know most of you, and that's fine. I don't care if I'm talking to you, whether you're stationed at Camp Lejeune, Fort fucking Bragg, Camp Pendleton, Okinawa. I don't care if you're in the fucking, the Royal fucking Marines in the UK. I don't care if you're with those crazy motherfuckers riding saltwater crocodiles down and down under. We're each other's fucking medicine. And if I can be a voice that can bring a fucking smile or laugh to anybody to make their day just a little bit brighter, give you something to look forward to, keep sending me fucking emails. Keep sending me fucking write-ins. Let's keep this fucking dialogue. I don't know what's wrong with this fucking generation, but this generation needs saving. It does. We're losing too many fucking guys. Too many fucking guys are dropping like fucking flies. This is not fucking good. These aren't good fucking stats. These are not good fucking numbers. These are piss poor fucking numbers. So no matter how fucking hard it gets, you keep fucking going. And keep listening to fucking me. Uncle Florida Man will fucking get you through it. Just like Mongo. That crazy motherfucker at the barracks. How all his fucking hilarious stories got you through those miserable fucking times in the field when you're sopping fucking wet, when your fucking fighting hole is filling up with water, when you're getting the jungle rot through your fucking boots because they're soaked. Just how he and all his hilarious fucking freakouts brought enough laughter, granted you enough sanity to fucking get through that goddamn field op or that fucking deployment. I'll fucking be here on the mic. If I gotta be the fucking Mongo, if I gotta be the monkey and do the fucking dance to make you laugh, well then fuck. I don't need money. I know I said I wanted to be bigger than Matt Best, and that still rings fucking true. But to me, this isn't fucking about money. And to prove that point, I made like $1.50 fucking cents. This isn't about money. It's about us having a good time. About us fucking laughing. About us sharing hilarious fucking stories. It's about us. It's about our brothers. That's what the fuck this is about. So I'm gonna jump the fuck off this. I've been running my fucking face hole a little bit too long tonight. And this isn't a fucking... This isn't a fucking shoot down the mood. This is real shit. Coming from a real motherfucker. A real fucking Marine. A real fucking grunt. Anybody needs fucking anything, reach out. Reach out. And on that note, I apologize for the fucking seriousness. But sometimes I think you guys need a reminder. So if any of you is thinking about doing the fucking unthinkable, don't. Not today. Put it away. Put the fucking gun away. Put the fucking booze away. Go to church. Seriously, go to church. Reach out. Talk to each other. Swallow your fucking pride. And keep listening to my shit. It's a long road. It's a long road. But you know what? We'll fucking get there together.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.